Blog Talk Radio.
But here we go. We're back on the air, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Bogoman. We're entertaining the twins, Super Cities, the Millennium and Paragon Cities. It's just past 8 o'clock on a Monday night, and I am perplexed. There's wrestling on tonight. The New York Giants are about to start playing against the Green Bay Packers, but I said no! The show must go on tonight. Let's get right to it. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. My co-host. Some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. We just like to call him Mad Viking.
And you're trying to steal my shtick. I'm the coffer, not you.
I know. I'm sorry. For those, I muted myself because I knew I had a cough coming on. The music started. I coughed. I look over. I'm like, oh, the thing unmutes me automatically when the show starts. So if anybody heard a cough, it wasn't mad. That was me. I went, I didn't say anything. I was just like, ah. It was just a quick cough, and I was like, damn it. I'll have to watch that next time.
But yeah.
The thing is, I got a mute button on my wire, too, so I could, you know, just do well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but it's once, twice, three times we're drinking. We got another update.
Oh, here we go. And it's 14 days to Christmas.
Yep.
2 weeks.
Ship of Heroes has an update. And from what I understand, so does Titans, since they actually became live.
Yes, they have. Well, I'll walk into it when we get there. Something unique. So that'll be cool to get to. And some other assorted things.
Yep. But we got to get to the drinking game. For those who are new listening in, Ship of Heroes has a unique way of telling stories when you read it. In a way that if you're an English teacher, you want to commit Harry Carey.
Right. You want to cringe. No, never.
So
actually, hold on.
We got an AO from Hero Dude.
I don't know if I could find it. Yes, hold on. I have something here. It's close.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Billy Madison.
That's not the closest. Yes, I think that's close by coming. But, you know, because by the time, you know, we're done, it's just, you never listen to us. He never listens to us. He don't listen.
So we still have a drinking game. Are you ready?
Yes.
And every time I...
Okay, hold on. Yes. I don't know why I'm clearing my throat. You're the one who's going to read, but I just hit my throat.
So every time you hear a grammatical error, a misspell, a hyphen and commas. And
oh, God,
dashes,
the hyphens
oh
and commas.
Hyphen with the oh, dashes, oh, my.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop from him. He just keeps doing it.
Here we
Why?
Go. And the subject tonight is travel powers in Ship of Heroes.
I'm cringing already.
Here we go.
Can I roll from the fetal position now? Oh, hold on. And to iterate our point, when you hear this, drink.
Yep, here we go. In Ship of Heroes, comma, you can fly right from the start. Flying is tons of fun, comma, yet very few modern MMORPGs have it. I was just checking, and okay, no, that's right. That it's the plural term. Okay. All right.
Okay. That's a glitch.
All right.
That's the article.
No. There's more. Travel powers. All right. Better yet, comma, flight is only one of the three fast travel
Why? Why do you feel the need to put hyphens where they're not needed?
Powers and ship of heroes. Travel powers are not generically... generally, I'm sorry, that was me.
Yeah.
Are not generally a topic that MMOs like to talk much about. Really? They don't change your DPS, comma, and they very rarely explode. These guys have never seen the Keldian transport. Kaboom. Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering, I'm like, did you say explode? Some of these powers explode.
Yeah. However, comma, we feel that travel powers are a huge help and a lot of fun, comma, so we've made some significant upgrades to both super speed and flight. All right.
Okay. So far.
Super speed comes with several FX, literally spelled FNX, which you can select by pressing 2 on your numpad.
Okay.
Okay, that is a word. I had to check that one. Comma.
But that's fine. I mean, those are abbreviations that are accepted in today's day and age, so that's all right.
Yes, okay. Comma. But the most recent FX were a bit... Now, they revamped, comma, with individual foot trails for fire and more vivid FX for darkness, comma, ice, comma, and dust trails. There's no comma in front of and...
There you go. That's two.
In addition,
In
addition, comma, enemies can't disable your super speed by shooting at you anymore. Usually that's called a trip. I figured that would disable it. All right.
Yeah.
Now, comma, you can run away from foes who are too tough for you to beat. There shouldn't be a comma behind that now. But we got a dot, dot, dot after the beat. Or, if you're just busy shopping, we don't judge.
No, that's good.
Okay.
But they don't judge. I don't know what the grammar is.
Yeah. Our flight animations have been tweaked to look smoother and more natural. We've also done some mid-air camera balancing to help deal with complaints from our last event about flight causing players to get motion sick. We've also fixed a bug that caused super speed to interfere with flight hyphen. No more dropping out of the sky into a mob of yikas unexpectedly.
That really, they put that into a thing.
Yeah. Was that hyphen supposed to be there?
Wait, you say that again? Okay, read that part again. I'm sorry.
We've also fixed the bug that caused super speed to interfere with flight hyphen. No more dropping out of the sky and into a mob of yikas unexpectedly.
No! It should be a comma or nothing. Right. It shouldn't be there. Hyphen shouldn't be there. I don't think it should be there.
Yeah, I'm thinking it should be a period. So whistle it.
Yeah. Yes, it should be a period.
Yep. Tweet. We need a whistle. There we go.
I gave you the whistle. I gave you the whistle.
Secret tip. Super speed and flight speed increase with your level and are shown in your character sheet. Picture. Okay. Teleportation is
Why do I have an Arctic... I was looking at the studio screen. I look over in Champions. Why do I have an Arctic expedition in front of me? And now there's summoning heroes. What is going on here?
I guess we have... that's the new thing that's out, and that is the costumes. Anyway, there's more.
No. Alto was poking the ground with a stick, or me. Silvergate was poking buttons.
All right, here we go. Teleportation is the third... The number 3, R-D. Shouldn't that just be T-H-I-R-D?
Yes. Well, you can do third. You can abbreviate it, but is it 3 capital R, capital D?
No, 3 lowercase r, lowercase d.
That's just sloppy because it should be the RD underlined in the above.
All right.
In that case, you should just write it.
Weak whistle.
Oh.
That's a tip.
Hold on. What is he? Hold on. Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. This is getting monotonous. This is getting monotonous here. Hold on a second.
All right.
Think they could pull me.
All right.
Keep
in
going.
The city.
Let me know when
in the city. Yeah. In the city, comma. It is currently a quick way to reach the Ark from anywhere in the city. From inside a mission map, comma, it will allow you to make a quick exit to the entrance of the mission map. Why would you need that? Quick escape from intractable enemies? Intractable? Is that a word?
Intractable? I believe so. Hold on a minute. I'm being poked by sticks left and right here.
Pokey, pokey. All right. I'll take a look.
I'm looking intractable. Why does it go to? Jeez, Louise. Hold on. Intract. That would help if I spelled it right. Now it's just adding letters where it wants to. Intractable. I-N-T-R-A-C-T-A-B-L-E.
Yep. Hard to control or deal with. Why don't you just say tough enemies?
No.
Here we go. Your secret is safe with us, and let's face it, colon. It is way cooler to exit your housing unit by teleporting than by going through the door. Unless it's a penthouse. Then it's like, okay, I'm out.
Yes.
You pull a Wile E. Coyote.
Wow.
A number of adjustments. A number of adjustments to Ship of Heroes are coming. We think you'll like. Next time, comma, we'll cover the ongoing efforts to improve combat and quality of life. We look forward to hearing from all of you, comma, and. Oh, he's doing so well.
Okay.
That's 5. Don't forget to wishlist us on Steam, comma, if you haven't already.
Yeah, I'll wishlist you. Updates with no without all these hyphens.
Okay, you want me to? Should I read the technical notes, or we'll just forego?
No.
We'll forego. 5. All right, we're gonna go. Give mercy. They stay at 5 this time.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And that's that.
Now, City of Titans, now live.
Hold on a minute. I got to do something. I got to do one more thing. I just got to do one more thing. I'm just going for the trifecta. Everybody's getting poked by the stick who's up here.
Okay, all right,
I got the trifecta. That's it. Jeez. Okay. All right. Now. All right. Where'd it go? There we went. There we went. There we are. There we go. We went there. Okay, that's what I meant. All right, from City of Titans, a new update. If you're on Discord with them, you could join. And if you're playing the game, you could join the Discord photo contest. Titans, it's been a solid week since we released one of our biggest updates ever, and you all got your first chance into the city proper. In the past, we've done costume contests to celebrate the release of our avatar builder. But now, we have something a bit different. We want to see your best screenshots of the city. Whether you're flying high on patrol and scoping the streets below, brooding in your usual spot, or just need shots of that arachnid fellow on someone's desk by 5, we want to see where you've been exploring and your new favorite spots. Head on over to our Discord. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, it's discord.gg/W6TPKP2. And if you wrote that down, God bless you. And in the photo contest section, read the rules hyphen instructions. That's a category. I know that's how it works there. That doesn't get a whistle. That's an actual category. And submit your images in contest hyphen submissions. Submissions will be open today. Oh, this came out on the 30th. Jeez, we're behind schedule. Oh. Yeah. Okay, no, you still got time. I'm like, tell me this thing ended, and we're like a week behind. It opened on November 30th and will close on December 14th. You have 3 days. At 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Voting will be open on 12/15/23 and will close on 12/22/23 at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, and here's some tips to help you capture your favorite spot at its best. In the game's display options, you control over the game's cameras, the game camera's angle of view. It ranges from 60 degrees to 120, giving you a variety of wide-angle options that work great when capturing large cities and other landscapes. You could zoom in and out from your character using the scroll wheel on your mouse. You use this to make them a central figure in your image or eliminate them from the shot entirely. Make use of the weather and time of day. You currently have control over the weather using the P button on your keyboard. See how different weather effects change the view. See how different weather effects change the view at different times of day. Get creative with the available animations and how it interacts with the camera. Try having your character run straight at the camera, or see if you can capture that incredible landing you get with fast flight. That's it. Okay. And that's all we have from City of Titans.
Yeah.
Too short one. There you go. Two short updates. There you go. Go enjoy yourselves, kids. Knock your socks off. All right. Hold on now. Hold everything. I'm getting some. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. You know where I'm going with this one now.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Hold on. Now. Champions Online has some news for this week. On Friday, once again, to not interfere with the holidays, excuse me, not interfere, you know, give you like, I guess, a week and a half of Christmas shopping. Excuse me. Goodness gracious. It will be another DevCC or Dev Costume Contest. It will be called the Holiday Parade Costume Contest. Hip, hip, hooray, champions. It's time for our final contest of 2023. To celebrate winter in all of its forms, we're holding a parade, and you're going to make it for us. Oh, this is a group costume contest.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So in other words, we can have the Poco Poco Super Duper Happy Fun Time All Time Christmas Parade.
Great. Alan, make the banner. So, put together a team. Come by yourself and make your best parade float, balloons, or anything else you might see in a holiday parade. We're counting on you to bring the spirit. We'll be doing a live stream costume contest on December 15th. That's Friday. Judged by some of the developers that work on Champions Online. Head to the Powerhouse Theater to participate. Judging begins at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time or server time. And the contest begins at 4. Now, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time / server time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the contest beginning at 4 is actually 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch the show live on the Champions Online Facebook page or on their Twitch channel. There will be 3 winners and 5 runners-up. Here's how the prize breaks down. Our top 3 will win a contest special item voucher, a contest heroic item voucher, contest honorable item voucher, and 2 dev tokens. Unique title. What are you doing?
I'm doing the let's make a deal theme in the background.
Oh, it sounds weird. It sounds weird because it's like. All right. Unique title, Grand Marshal. And 5 honorable mentions will win 2 contest honorable item vouchers and 2 dev tokens. And everyone who participates will receive the title Winter Wonderland. Note, the Heroic Voucher will offer you a choice of rare lockbox costumes from the past, while the Honorable Voucher will offer you a choice of rare individual costume pieces from lockboxes of the past. Pieces, that is. We'll see you at the Powerhouse Theater, champions. Okay, there you go. Now, as a member of Paragon Dawn, I know we have some creative costume dudes. Do we have anything planned that I could get in on?
Well, I'm going to be on the air, so I'm the last person to talk to.
All right.
But
Okay. I'm not done. Our man on the streets who has the news, Alto, also maybe a new lockbox this week. The Electro Swing lockbox. Ooh. Okay, you can check the Discord post. I posted the screen to the new lockbox set in the PTS section in Dawn Radio Gaming Discord. Okay, so team meeting, I don't know when, if anybody wants to get in on this for the Christmas parade.
Okay, now...
So, there you go.
Dawn Radio
do we have
news.
Anything? All right, you do the Dawn Radio news. I'm
okay.
Going to look, what the hell is standing next to me? A Bloombot. I got a Bloombot standing me
yep.
on.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. In City of Heroes. That doesn't
yeah,
surprise
he's got,
me.
He's come a few times to my shows. We got a Hollow Bone there.
Okay.
And we
okay.
got
I only see the Bloombot. Oh, hello, people. Thank you for joining
yeah,
us.
On your other side.
Yeah. And there's Monty Hall.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I see. Hello.
We got... Kahlua Big, a Kahlua Pig, let's say it right. And
that's right.
Interstellar. Stella!
There. Stella! All right, I'm trying to find news for, I guess this is the one I want.
All right, but so while you're searching, here we go. We'll start off with, we got a schedule change coming up, starting next week. Now, Pogo, you remember the days. Techno Friday went up to 12 hours. Then Metal Day
oh,
matched
yeah.
it by 12 hours.
Yes.
Now, starting in 2024, no? in 2024, when Chase Like Chicken comes back, 13 on Sundays, because the order now will be Tastes Like Chicken when he returns. Then the Mad Militia Show. Then Hot Wings comes right behind. And then Texas right after that. So, yes,
goodness
we
gracious.
Gotta, yep, we have beaten the 12. We got the 13. And now the other announcement. Last year, one, it was a fun thing. And two, it actually got us Tastes Like Chicken to come back. So I'm going to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen who listen to Dawn Radio, for a long time, you have known that we have had a lot of DJs in the past.
Yes.
So once again, if you would like to hear a DJ on Dawn Radio one more time, even if it's just for one night, who will it be? One person, one DJ, one vote. And I don't do the electronic thing here because, we have a few people that found out about the IP hiding devices. So, nope, we do it the old-fashioned way. You tell me, I recognize it, I make the vote. I put it in. We will find out December 29th in the Bunny Night warm-up.
Okay. hi. I just want to say this. I can't find anything for City of Heroes Winter Event 2023. The last thing they posted was the Halloween event. I'm sorry, continue. I'm trying to look for it, but I don't see it.
And I will be making some other news on Wednesday. like I said, there, you know, it didn't matter. The reason why, like I said, because some people like to do that DNS hidden. And I'm going like, no, that's why we're going to stick the old-fashioned way. You tell me your vote. I mark it. I acknowledge it. There it is. One person, one DJ, one vote. There will be no naughtiness because I'm going like, okay, there can't be 147 votes for Flit when we don't have 147 listeners. No, it's not going to work.
I didn't realize we had so many listeners.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, you already voted there, Silver Egan. I got it. Pogo, do you want to make your announcement public on who you prefer?
Or... I don't know who I want to come. I don't yep. know who I want to bring back. God bless. I don't know who.
There are a lot of names. Good name.
I mean, Ghost Captain would. Ghost Captain?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You're going to go with Ghost Captain?
I'll go with Ghost Captain. Top of my head, Ghost Captain.
Okay.
It'd be cool to have him come back.
Masquerade will be very, very happy with you.
Okay.
Alto goes with Black Magic. Okay.
Who's Black Magic? See, that's why I don't know. Remember all the DJs.
Well, it was Rem and Matt, Black Magic. Oh, wait a minute. He hasn't actually.
Oh.
He might change.
Okay. Did we do roll call here?
Not in Champions, no.
Oh, but City of Heroes, we did. Okay, we did everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. You guys rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Happy December. Thank you all. That's awesome. All right. So we shall do Champions
for this time,
on.
Ghost Captain. Okay, so Black Magic's out. And another vote for
okay.
Ghost Captain.
All right. Now, if he wins, will he actually show up, though?
Well, I will message him and tell him what happens, and then it's his
okay.
choice. Now, remember,
oh,
last
okay.
year it
yeah.
was Rem and Rain that were the tie. But we got Taste
right.
Like Chicken. So.
Go. I don't know, folks. We got Rem and Rain winning. And go. Hey, you know what? I have called into his show. Me and him had great. so we have similar interests. So
mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
just, on
and
Sundays,
the thing is,
it's hard for me to
when
turn in.
Taste Like Chicken came back on Star Trek, it's like, you know, everyone else is going like, damn.
Yeah, I don't,
all
I don't
our
Star
asses.
Trek. Okay, really quickly, because everybody, okay, look, guys, when you summon the heroes, they don't count for the show. I just, the signature heroes don't count. That being said, in Champions Online, on the it's myself and Mad Viking as usual, Silver Regret, Alto Mark 7V2, and Alan, who's poking, I don't know what he's poking, I've moved away. Alan and the Teddysons, Clarence and Mr. Nom Nom, and I think he called it Black Zero. That square thing.
I will say, Alan, if
Orange.
You're listening, that we had a couple of people from City of Heroes says Mr. Nom Nom is a great name.
Yes. I think we should sponsor a contest. Give us your version of Mr. Nom Nom. Because I don't think they know what if you don't know what Mr. Nom Nom is, give us your version. I think we should have a contest like that one
all
night.
Right.
Just give us your version of what you think Mr. Nom Nom is, or if Mr. Nom Nom was a character in game in City of
yeah.
Heroes. What do you think it would look like? Oh, Man Moth of Millennium City has arrived dressed. Oh, he's look at him. He's all cute. Look at him. He's dressed like a little kid. Oh, look. That's what we needed. There you go. No, thank you for joining us, Man Moth of Millennium. The Man Moth of Millennium City. None can capture him. He's too fast and too wily.
I just have a picture. And now the fly comes to mind. Help me. Help me.
How could you?
That's all I can say. That came into my mind. Boom.
I know. I have an idea for a costume. Hold on, I'm going to put it into on radio chat. It's for a Christmas parade, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Don't say it out loud.
It. Said don't say it out loud.
Okay.
Yes, I'm getting a mad. All right. What? Christopher Ray's marching band as a group.
I said don't say that out loud when you said it out loud. What the hell is...
I didn't see your name until now.
You...
Remember, I'm doing a double screen here, so I'm like... Anyway, now...
You
sounded like one of the characters from that rubber band song. Oh, when I did
what rubber band song?
When I did the Man-Moth voice here.
Oh, yes, the rubber band, yes.
Yeah.
The rubber, the Looney Tunes rubber band, yes. Yes, I remember the little rubber bands that playing instrument. That was great.
Oh, that reminds me. It is official. Coconut's no longer the only female voice. Yes. We have a new female voice for production. Tricky Raven.
Really? Who?
Tricky Raven.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Did the finals of Domination Air yet? I'm sure it did by now.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. For the last week or so, I've been having major problems with the internet, with my computer. Arguing people. I said, can you reset it? Fine, I'll reset it. All of a sudden, I have no internet problems with my computer. It's like, past 11 o'clock, I can't get on my computer. And all weekend, I had problems. I'm like, come on. So Prototype and Alto, they have their group. Fine, which means Bogo, you're not invited.
Well, we can't have a Poco happy fun time, old time Christmas.
I guess not.
Well, that doesn't look good in the orbit room.
Nope.
We still have not heard anything about Captain Orbit from those guys. Come on.
I know, right?
That was my
they
best running gag,
anything.
And they dropped nothing. Where's Captain Orbit? I still want to voice that one. We will not allow that in the orbit room. There will not be any couches.
That's right. Oh, wow. Green Bay was forced to punt. Giants get the ball at Green Bay's 32-yard line. If they don't get points out of this one, I mean, you're starting 32 yards away. That's like, even if you just manage like 9 yards, you could kick a long field goal. Get three out of it.
You know, I just want to point out, we both reviews. And we did it within a half hour.
Well, yes, we did. Let me see. I know I had other stories. I know. Okay, I know the winter events. Okay, I know the winter events going to start up in the trick or treat, the present thing. You go around, the Paragon City. You open the presents. If it's a trick, you got to fight some bad guy. Treat, you get a present, you save them up, you get some gift, you buy some stuff.
And enough of them will trigger the Winter Lord.
Yes. Which, and don't get me started on that whole thing, because I remember when that first started. For those of you who didn't watch it yet, you got to go watch it. The last of the three 60th anniversary Doctor Who specials aired Saturday on Disney+. Wow. That was a great special. I loved all three of them. Neil Patrick Harris guest starred as an old-time First Doctor enemy, the Celestial Toymaker. He was fantastic as the villain. You got to check it out. Well, actually, all three of them you got to check out, of course. I'm just going to mention one word, a hyphenated word.
A real hyphenated generation. World? Not a superhero's hyphenated word.
No, an actual by generation.
Okay. Now, this
thing. How the hell? What? No, I don't want to spoil it. Has anybody here, does anybody want to not be spoiled?
We got to wait for that. So I will say what I was about to say.
I know, because...
And I was like, all these,
you know me.
All these Christmas things, Charlie Brown and all the Christmas specials, Rudolph, Frosty, they're all going to be on the pay streaming channels. I'm going like, I remember seeing these on CBS, Channel 2 in New York.
Believe it or not, are you kidding me? He missed the field goal. It was like a 50-yard field goal. He missed it. Are you kidding me, though? They had, from the 32-yard line, it's a 49-yard field goal. He didn't have the laces, and it hooked. They're saying it's wind, cold and windy there, and it hooked right at the last second.
And somewhere Scott Norcross is going like, see, I told you that would work. I told you. For those
yeah,
who
but
know,
guess what? That's not Buffalo. That's Green Bay. Wrong team.
Yeah, but still, you know he's still trying to get redemption.
I know. You know what's funny? I saw this meme today. And it goes, if you think about it, O.J. Simpson is the last Buffalo Bill who got a call going his way. I just have to go, oh, it's so bad, but it's right. But it's right. Oh.
Okay. It's so weird.
So,
not, you know, we did everything. Usually we're pressed for time.
No. I actually have some news, and it's about the trailer because what I've hated about Chris Chibnall was the showrunner with Jodie Whittaker for Doctor Who, and a lot of people said this about him. He had the reverse Midas touch. Now, as you know, King Midas, anything he touched turned to gold. Mm-hmm. Chris Chibnall, oh, look, let me touch that. And it turned to shit. He took Doctor Who. And let me tell you, Doctor Who is one of the most... Yeah, this is the 60th year of the show, okay? 60th anniversary from when it first aired. From 89 to 2005, there was some moron at the BBC, because he didn't understand Doctor Who, had it canceled. Yeah, he was quickly fired a few years after that. Anyway, we had the regeneration scene, but it was actually, I don't think it was bi-generation. I think it was called bi-regeneration. Bi-regeneration. I'll wait a few weeks. I'll wait till we come back from after the holidays to get into that thing, because I thought it was really cool what they did with this whole special thing.
And we should remind,
yes.
Christmas Day is a Monday.
Right, so we'll be off
no
Monday.
Podcast. New Year's
right, no
Day
podcast.
Is also a Monday. Too many people will have a hangover, so no.
Right, no. The
but
next
we'll
week,
going,
he,
we'll
he,
going,
wait, wait, hold on.
Doing?
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal with the 8th. My beloved Michigan Wolverines are in the college football playoffs, ranked number one. They play New Year's Day against Alabama. Hopefully they win that game. The college football championship game is on the 8th. It starts at 7 o'clock.
So we may be out for 3 weeks.
I am so torn just on that alone, because I've been waiting for this moment for years.
He can bypass regular games. He can bypass WWE. But championship games, he'll be going like...
If they make, if they may, I'm going to be like, you might as well have a third person here running. I'll activate the switchboard, but you two could, you and whoever could talk for the whole show. I'll just be sitting there going, go Blue, go Michigan.
I know you told me before we got on. Should we tell them about the decision that you're thinking about?
Yes. I here's the deal. I pay a monthly fee to go be on Dawn Radio. Not Dawn Radio. Sorry, I screwed it up. Blog Talk Radio. And to me, I'm just like, yes, I pay monthly fee to not be on Dawn Radio. No, I'm kidding. And I'm just like, why? Why? Why am I paying this fee? It's ridiculous. So I am highly considering moving the show to Dawn Radio with the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is Silver Grit saying? If I enter the one character I'm thinking of right now, Mad, you'll have to do a tough New Yorker accent. Can you do a tough New Yorker accent? I don't know if you could do it. He's from New York!
Which accent do you want? Do you want Coney Island? Do you want Bay Ridge area? You want Bronx?
I think you have to go tough. I think you have to go Brooklyn. I think you have to go Hell's Kitchen Brooklyn on this one.
Hell's Kitchen's in Manhattan.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking? What was I thinking of in Brooklyn?
Well, let's see. I mean, Coney Island, you get the Russian ones. Yeah, that's where the Russian ones
are. No. This has got to be... She wants a trucker. It's got to be a tough Brooklyn trucker.
Oh, then it's got to be an Italian. Got to be an Italian. Hey, come on. What's the matter with you? That's what all the, you got that union thing going on, you know?
You know, I was thinking, as soon as you did that, do you remember the Marx Brothers? Well, hey, we are tough guys. Well, how tough are you? That depends. Depends on how much you pay us. What do you mean? Well, you pay us a little bit, we are a little tough. You pay us a lot, we are a lot of tough.
We'll pay you this much. Well, then we'll be at that much tough. Hey, I'm walking here. Like I said, you know this to be true. Yeah, most of the truck drivers are union members, and they're Italian.
That's right.
And if they're union members, let's just say they're a bit of a family members, you know.
Oh, shit. You know, you're watching playing football and you're hoping it's one call, but you see it and you know it's another way. It was 4th and 1 for Green Bay. Giants defender pushed him out of bounds, but as he pushed him out of bounds, the guy reached for the pylon to get a first down. And that's what they called. I was like, ah, shit. Anyway, I do have... All right, so the new Doctor Who trailer. Hold on. Okay, so the BBC has released a trailer for the upcoming Doctor Who Christmas special. Yes, what I was going to say is, Chibnall, moron, well, I think we've expended all our Christmas stories. What? So we're going to do New Year's specials from now on.
There's always a new twist for a Christmas story.
There's so many. And he says we use them all. Bullshit. So Russell T. Davies has come back to run the show. Thank God. So it's going to be a Doctor Who Christmas special on the 25th, of course. It's called The Church on Ruby Road. The trailer features an amusing song written by series composer Murray Gold. It also offers the first look at the Goblin King, who was presented as the chief villain of the story. Hold on, it gets better. The trailer, which was released to the official Doctor Who YouTube channel, finds the goblins singing a gleeful song as they present a baby to their king. It is soon made clear that the baby is no guest, as the goblin song is about how much they love eating babies. The Goblin King is also a far cry from the charming monster played by David Bowie in Labyrinth. And the picture, I guess when you play it, there's 5 goblins standing there and they're about to sing. So the name of the episode is The Church on Ruby Road. What is it about? It will be a notable episode for several reasons. Beyond being the first Doctor Who Christmas special since 2017, is also the first solo outing for Nikuti Gatwa as the 15th Doctor. The Church on Ruby Road will also introduce Millie Gibson as Ruby Sunday, the Doctor's newest companion. Now I'm going to bring, I have something to say about the word companion in a moment. Beyond that, no. It was brought up, it was the word companion, that whole thing was brought up in the final, in the last thing by Donna Noble. Beyond that,
all I had was goodbye, Ruby Sunday.
Okay, so beyond that, little has been revealed about the story, apart from involving goblins and Christmas. The episode synopsis reveals that Ruby Sunday is an orphan found in the snow on Christmas Eve. The mysterious circumstances of Ruby's birth come into play after a chance encounter with the Doctor. This, in turn, leads to a fateful encounter with the Goblin King and the promise of more adventures to come in the next season of Doctor Who, which I found out won't be till, of course, late 2024, the fall of 2024, usually October, November, going up to the Christmas episode. It remains to be seen, however, if the new series will have more musical numbers like the Goblin Song. And, of course, as I said, it's going to premiere, this is what I don't like. It's going to premiere on the 25th on BBC, and now all new episodes of Doctor Who in the States will premiere on Disney+.
Disney now owns Doctor Who.
Well, no, they made a deal with BBC. Right. In other words, no more. Like, one of the reasons I like BBC America was they had their, Doctor Who marathons and all that. And I'm like, where was Doctor Who in the marathon for all this? Well, they don't have to do it now because, so now, check this out. When this airs, it's going to be, when the season starts next year, it's going to be season one.
I think I just found which character he's talking about.
What?
Take a look.
Where am I looking? Where?
On the table, Mac Diesel.
Okay, what am I looking at? Mac Diesel, yes.
Yeah, that's he's thinking about.
Okay. So here's the deal. So Classic Who is available, ready for this one, on BBC, I'm sorry, BritBox, or Tubi. The 2005 to current run that just ended is available on, I want to say, Max. Okay. And going forward, the newer stuff will be available on Disney. So that's why the crazy numbering. So.
But, yep. Now I know what he's talking about. Okay. I don't see him now as an Italian now.
I'm sorry. It's available on BBC iPlayer.
It's just that, when you say Doctor Who Disney Plus, I just had this bad image of a cartoon canine.
No. It's going to be Doctor Who. Remember, Russell T. Davies did the thing with David Tennant. It's going to be that style Doctor Who. They don't have control of that. It's just going to be aired on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I just still I see an animated canine. With cutesy musicals.
The canine he was brought back because of Sarah Jane.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm
Sarah
saying.
Sarah Jane.
Disney Plus will find a way to screw it up.
Yeah. Okay.
You're talking about the guy who screwed up Doctor Who. Then you got Kathleen Kennedy going, hold my beer.
Yeah. Oh God, Kathleen Kennedy. Yeah, that's what somebody made a comment. Do not let her touch it. Well, actually, no. Actually, what's funny is BBC owns the rights to Doctor Who, so there's no way they could touch it. If that, we'll just show it on BBC America.
She's getting roasted from BBC America. She's getting so roasted from the South Park episode.
Oh, that Pandaverse. I haven't seen the Pandaverse episode.
Oh, you have to do it. You got to. Just even the clips. Just the clips alone would do it.
Oh, my God. All right.
They're going like, how dare they make fun of Kathleen Kennedy? I'll go like, it's South Park. They make fun of everybody.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. There is a new Christmas special out. It's called Little it is called Merry Little Batman. It stars Luke Wilson, and he's opened up about playing a more fatherly version of the Caped Crusader in this animated holiday special. While speaking with Coming Soon about Merry Little Batman, Wilson was asked about what his favorite part of playing the more neurotic and parental take on the titular DC hero was. Just what you mentioned, we've all seen the gravelly voice, dark, dystopian take on Bruce Wayne, which is really fun and cool to watch, Wilson explained. So, you know, just as soon as I saw that the title of this was Merry Little Batman, and I read the script, which was so funny, I got an idea of who the target audience was. Younger kids, families, parents. Knowing that informed my take on it. What is it about? This Christmas, Damian Wayne wants to be a superhero like his dad. The one and only Batman, reads a special synopsis. When Damian is left home alone while Batman takes on Gotham's worst supervillains on Christmas Eve, he stumbles upon a villainous plot to steal Christmas and leaps at the chance to save the day. Why am I thinking this is like Home Alone plus Damian Wayne?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. It's available through to stream through Prime Video, which I have. I guess I'm watching that after I watch the Pandaverse tonight. I know what I'm watching right after the show.
Well, it's that time once
again. Yes, it's that. They're all dressed like Merry Little Batman. And where did everybody go? I just looked over at City of Heroes. Where the hell did everybody go?
I don't know. Remember, Hall was here, so if he poofed.
Everybody left. Okay. All right, folks. If you are a hero, or you're a villain with a psychic, and you're or a villain with minions, and they resemble anybody in this tome from the tomb I'm about to read from, you need some serious help. For they are our heroic helpers and malicious minions from comic book history. I am about to read to you members of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. All right. Our first one comes from the Golden Age, created by Bob Fujitani. Debuted in Catman Comics, number 27. Holyoke, April 1945. He is sidekick to the Reckoner. Most notable skill, making people wonder what happened to Rocky. Okay? His quotes. I don't know. Reckoner, look out. His name, Chipper. Yay. The Reckoner was an unremarkable, even ordinary, entry into the annals of mass crime fighting. He boasted no powers, gadgets, or advanced crime-busting tactics. No origin story was ever provided for him. Even his costume, resplendent as it was, top hat, formal pails, and a half cowl mask, resembled the signature outfits of several dozens of other heroes from the same era. And for that matter, what does his nom de guerre even mean? Does he reckon quite a lot? But cab driver Matty Martin did have one thing going for him. His kid sidekick, Rocky. A red-headed fireball, Rocky possessed all the most desirable traits in a sidekick. He was a crack shot with a slingshot, and equally quick with a snappy rejoinder. The turtleneck terror was also fearless and eager for action. In his first appearance, he fires a pebble into a crook's hand, causing the baddie to drop the gun he'd aimed at the Reckoner's back. Apparently, the Reckoner didn't reckon with that. As if all that weren't enough, Rocky, was also one heck of a booster. Attaboy, Reckoner, he hollers as his hero clears a path through a gang of tough guys. Give it to him, kiddo. Not that he sat on the sidelines. Let him have it, Reckoner, he enthuses in the next panel. I'm right behind you. Rocky was a dynamic addition to the Reckoner's unexceptional adventures. In fact, he may be the ideal incarnation of his particular breed of sidekick. The non-powered street orphan who's resourceful, packed with personality, and ready for a fight. So what makes Rocky suitable for inclusion in this book? What makes Rocky regrettable? Nothing, except that he was immediately replaced by Chipper. A change in creative teams between the Reckoner's first and second appearances dramatically altered his sidekick. Chipper joined conversations primarily so that Reckoner could explain plot points to readers. Not much of a fighter, Chipper was knocked down or injured more often than not, a handy excuse to allow Crooks to remain at liberty until the third act. Compared to Rocky, Chipper was a pale substitute. On one occasion, Chipper took down a couple of Reckoner's foes with a deftly wielded kitchen chair, saying, "Every time I let you out of my sight, something happens." This was an exception, however, and Rocky probably wouldn't have needed the chair. Right.
Yep.
I find that to be an unexceptional entry into our book.
Yep.
Remember that. If you're going to have a psychic, make sure he or she is exceptional. Be exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for the Silver Age, this sounds more exciting already. Created by Gardner Fox and Sheldon Moldoff. Debuted in Batman, Volume 1, Number 186 of DC Comics, November 1966. Henchman 2, The Joker. Successors, Jokey, Punny, Pranky, Situational Humory. Okay, the quote, "Got to keep the boss laughing, that's my job." The psychic's name, Gaggy. Okay. When The Joker debuted in 1940, he was portrayed as a grisly, sadistic murderer. If you pick up a Batman comic today, you'll find that he's still a grisly, sadistic murderer. However, for a brief chaste interim, in the 1960s, the clown prince of crime was little more than a flamboyant bank robber and theatrical thief, for whom violence was restricted to cornball booby traps and the occasional slugfest. It was this innocent era that produced the curiously christened Gagsworth a Gagsworthy, a.k.a. the Joker's original sidekick, Gaggy the Dwarf. So, how exactly did this pint-sized prankster assist the Joker's felonious tomfoolery? For one thing, he could shatter glass with his voice. For another, he was always itching for a fight, particularly against Batman's teenage sidekick, Robin the Boy Wonder. But Gaggy's most valuable contribution was simply that he was the Joker's crime inspiration. "How do you like that?" observes one henchman after Gaggy's fumbling leads the Joker to plot out a series of thematic burglaries. "That stand-in for a fire plug makes the Joker laugh, and when the Joker laughs hard enough, he comes up with a crime scheme." More than a mere muse, Gaggy accounts for himself expertly in the few depicted outings with his boss's gang. He shatters a chandelier using only a shout, sending it crashing down on an unsuspecting group of prison guards. He briefly disables the Boy Wonder in the middle of a fight and nearly exposes the dynamic duo's secret identities in the process. He's an all-around asset to this criminal enterprise. In fact, it's the Joker who ends up souring the illicit expedition. Though Gaggy has successfully crept up on the Caped Crusader and covered the crime fighter's eyes, the Joker's unfamiliarity with fisticuffs leads the mirthful mountebank to miss his sightless target and instead slug the precious pal right in the eye, effectively ending the fight then and there. In a more merciful medium, Gaggy might have been allowed to retire. However, more than 40 years after his debut, Gaggy returned to comics. Obsessive, irrational, and looking to snuff out the life of the Joker's latest partner in crime, Harley Quinn. Even Gaggy became a grisly, sadistic murderer in the end. And there is an editor's note to this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Joker has employed assorted henchmen, patsies, and aides in his war against decency. Notable among them is Jackanapes, a clown-suited, intelligent, and articulate gorilla whom the Joker raised and trained from infancy.
I remember that one.
Well, there you go. Okay. And finally, tonight, we go to the modern age.
I'm still thinking you're going to save the best for last.
Well, it's... Oh, good Lord. All right. This was created by Nikolai Kudi and Joe Staten. Debuted in E-Man, Volume 2, Number 2. First Comics, May 1983. Henchman 2, Ford Fairmont, Ph.D. Okay. Thereafter, the E-Man. The quote, that girl, she has antennas. She must be a mutant. They are the F-Men. Yeah, it's what you think. Get ready. In the 1980s, the comics properties were more popular than the Uncanny X-Men. The book had been relaunched under a new creative team, and fans couldn't get enough. So the X-Men were due, and were popular enough to withstand a little bit of parody. One of the many books of the era that satirized them was, alphabetically enough, E-Man. Always with tongue firmly planted in cheek, the comic had begun as an appealing but otherwise straightforward science fiction superhero title. As the book evolved, it mixed farce with soap opera, creating an environment that can embrace an over-the-top lampoon of comics' most popular theme. The eluded scientist, Ford Fairmont, Ph.D., transparently modeled on celebrated X-Men scribe Chris Claremont, there you go, uses his mutant engine and his mutant energizer to transform abducted teens into his sort of minions as real-life versions of the heroes of his popular comic book, The Unhappy F-Men. These included the tortured Zit Pops, whose mutant pimples produce devastating beams of concussive force, and the husky man-made of organic concrete, Clodhopus. Good Lord. Wolverine was parodied in the form of the saber-toothed weasel. Their Storm was the less impressive Drizzle. Then Junior X-Men Kitty Pryde was the model for Airhead. Good Lord. And Nightcrawler inspired the drooling, far more terrifying Slime Squirmer. Much of the humor poked fun at Arthur Claremont's signature style of dialogue, which is dense and riddled with pathos. Any sentiment that could be expressed in a single sentence was expanded to a paragraph, and every emotion was plastered on the page. Considering his newly mutated crush, E-Man's partner Nova, who has been transformed into the all-powerful F-Man, Jean Beige, a.k.a. Albatross, Zit Pops muses, Gene is everything to me, as necessary as the air I breathe, the water I drink, the physohex that keeps my face from looking like a pizza with cancer. Oh, Gene, I love you. The brooding Gene thinks, I can tell he's so hung up on me. He put his head in a Cuisinart if I asked him to. Not that all the parody was easy to laugh off. Several of the X-Men's creative and editorial team were portrayed as vicious, risible excoriations. Goodness, that's a mouthful. In the end, E-Man and friends managed to rescue Nova, free the transformed F-Men, and allow them to return to their normal lives, and leave the creators who caused this whole mess trapped in the one prison from which they could never escape. Contract negotiations. It's so funny. They're drawn like caricatures of the X-Men. So.
I'm still saying the last entry I'm gonna put a. It's gonna be Wendy and Marvin. The one term sidekicks of the Super Friends.
That would be fun. Okay, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, we now close the book on this week of members of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. Okay, there you go.
And still got 19 minutes. Man.
Okay. Let's see. We did this one. I got to read this. If you're looking for something to buy. All right. For fans of classic toys, one of the most fun aspects of NECA, N-E-C-A, taking on the Universal Monsters license has been their tributes to Remco action figures from the 80s, via glow-in-the-dark variants and vinyl capes. The company has cheesed up some of their detailed sculpts just enough to bring those retro feels. Decades ago, toys favored play value above all else. These days, photoreal detail and well-placed articulation tend to be priorities. NECA's latest and perhaps greatest addition to the line combines both, putting a level of loving detail into their tribute to the retro line's most original creation. It's alive! Remco presumably wanted to make a Frankenstein creation table like in the titular movie, but realized it needed a play gimmick. Thus was born the Monsterizer, which featured a small light to charge the glow-in-the-dark figure's glow effect. It didn't have to be Frankenstein-specific anymore, but a power-up for any of the monster figures. NECA has rebuilt it because they had the technology. And as of today, it's an exclusive pre-order at their online store. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, okay. It's only a mere
$79.99.
That's not a bad price for it. It's a NECA store, U.S. exclusive.
Okay.
There you go. All right, let me finish reading this. Hold on. The new Monsterizer, built for NECA's 7-inch figures, and especially the glow-in-the-dark variant, features a classic charging effect as well as a hand crank to load the figures in glowing rods. 4 different LED effects, including light-up panels, can activate, and there's a storage container for all your extra NECA heads and hands. The Monsterizer takes 3 AA batteries. Oh, there, and cost $79.99. Gee, if I would have kept reading 2 more sentences, I could have had the price right there. That seems like a lot. Hold on. Wait. If that seems like a lot, consider that the original goes for over $300 these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. International markets will have the device at retail outlets. In the U.S., only the NECA store does. To showcase its functionality, they even made a stop-motion video. Okay. They had the images. Okay, and now my screen. Okay, there we go. And there you go. Because if you go to retail, you know they're going to jack up the price. So.
Oh, yeah.
How did we miss this one a month ago? Okay, as you know, NECA, they did a 100th cartoon-based Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figure, and it's Ultimate April. Seems hard to believe now that there was a time when NECA were blocked from doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures at mass retail and could only make convention exclusives, so not to compete with Playmates. But ever since Nickelodeon acquired the property, however, they split the license as finally as possible between as many toy companies as they could. And TMNT has become NECA's most popular and profitable line of figures. To celebrate getting to 100 in the TV cartoon-based subline alone, they tend to do something special. And in this case, it's an Ultimate April O'Neil. April, the turtle's best human friend and ace TV reporter, comes in her signature yellow jumpsuit with a lot of accessories. Among her arsenal, we can find a camera, microphone, recorder, turtlecom, Doku plant, baby pizza monster, okay, Maltese hamster, Venus flytrap, and Aggie Photo, Storybook, Capture Clamp, extra heads and extra hands. Aside from the obvious J-hook, the packaging is designed to resemble the artwork of classic VHS tapes. Okay. Okay, they were accepting pre-orders through November 28th. Sorry about that. And she'll run you $39.99 along with Nika's not insubstantial shipping charge. Yeah, they charge a bit for the shipping. Probably be about $50.
When you said Ultimate April O'Neil, I just like had a in that and twitch because they're bringing back the Ultimate Marvel Universe.
Okay. No. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
I'm going like, oh, what did they do to April this time? I mean, the Ultimate Universe, they made Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch still brother and sister, but lovers. I'm going like this. It's not West Virginia.
All right, I'm trying to look here. I guess it's pre-order. Yeah, I don't see her, so.
Yeah.
Remember the pre-order, I guess it's not for sale yet because the pre-orders aren't there.
Right.
I tried. Let me type in April O'Neil, see what comes up.
Right.
Or Ultimate April.
Now, if there's an air nozzle, that's not the one.
Right. Oh, well, it's not there yet, so. It's not there. All right, I tried. Oh, what is this, though? Oh, my God. They have the classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles checklist for toys, and then they have the Eastman Laird's their new line checklist. And I'm so mad because I want to give something cool to one of my nephews one time, and I got it from China, the original Turtles, the original look of the black, like they were colored, but it was like what they look like from the black and white comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to give it to him, and they're lost in a toy chest, and they threw it in the attic. I'm like, and I said to the parents, it so pissed me off. I'm like, remember I said be careful? I wasn't just saying that. They were imported from China. So, oh, they're collector items? Yes. I wouldn't have given to them if I knew you were going to do that. I told you guys this whole story. It wasn't made up. Oh, what, you were going to keep them? Yes. I told him the whole set was $200. And the mom who's such a waste, it's like, well, we didn't tell you to get it for him. Well, go buy it for yourself. Yeah, it was $200 when it came out. You know what it's worth now?
Add another zero.
At least, yeah. And then she goes, well, maybe I'll put it up for sale. No, because the way you treated it, they're worth $20. As a matter of fact, I'll give you $50. Just give them all back to me, whatever is left of them.
Oy vey. I just had flashbacks of my child. I had the original Kenner, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and my brother used it as for darts practice.
Oh, no, no, no.
Unfortunately, he was very good with darts.
We were leaving. I had to run up to the store. I left this big box. I come back, and I said, I'm not done moving. Don't touch my stuff. My one stepbrother decided to X-Acto knife all the faces off of them all. I said, why did you do it? Well, you left them in here. They're mine. I was like, I wasn't done moving. And my stepdad's like, that's it. Enough. I was like, fuck you. That's enough. The next week, we went to a comic book store. Every one of those toys, all those action figures were worth like $75.
Mm.
And I had a list with me. I was like, there. What's that? That's what you said was enough. Well, why'd you leave him in the room? You said, let's go to the store. I need you to come with me to help me. So I don't want to hear it.
And then we go to my parents. Because I had the Dark Phoenix saga.
Oh. What, the comic books?
The comic books.
See,
I got into the X-Men right when Jean came from the ocean in the green Phoenix suit, seeing the change to the red suit, all the way to kill me. And I'm like, and what, like all parents do, they took it and threw it in the garbage.
See, my mom knew because my dad was in the comic books. So she knew that the value of them went up. So,
I mean, like I said, I just got into it. So I had no clue this would be such, you know, a factor in the X-Men storyline.
Right.
I just saw, you know, like, the cover looks cool. You know
my God. That was, yeah. That. Yeah, that would have been crazy.
I mean, and now, you know, even if it shows that you've seen it and read this book a few million times, that is still worth money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I hate people who buy two books, two copies of everything. Because you buy it because you love it, and you bag it, and you board it, and then you tape it shut, okay? But back then, I couldn't afford much. I just read, when I started collecting, I read the X-Men books. Mm-hmm. That's all I could afford. But when they came out, I must have read them like 5 to 6 times. You know?
I mean, me,
when they
it
came
was
out,
the X-Men, it was the Titans, and it was the Legion of Superheroes.
I had some of the Teen Titans. I don't know why when I started collecting, I didn't get the Teen Titans again. I don't know why I did that.
I mean, I had number one.
Teen Titans? I had the first run
and
the Tales of the Teen Titans.
Starfire.
Yeah? Oh, I had the original Wolf and Perez run. It was the first, I don't know how many of the first comic books, and it was the Tales of the miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
That they did. I think it was a miniseries. That's what my dad said, but knowing him, who knows? But then he stopped,
The introduction to Deathstroke is number two.
Yes. Yeah.
So like one, two, bam, bam.
That's right.
Yeah, they brought in the first son, Ravager, and he died on that issue. And that's what begins the rivalry of the Titans and Deathstroke.
And the most controversial part of that storyline, Terra.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's later on with the Judas contract.
Right, but you know.
And when I got into the Legion of Superheroes, it was the where they had the Dark Side connection.
Okay.
Yeah, now you know where. Yeah.
I remember hearing about that. Remember, my comic book knowledge when I was a kid was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
My dad wouldn't take me to a comic book store. He would stop on the way home from work and pick some stuff up. We didn't have a comic book store in my town. Basically, it was like you go to 7-Eleven. You remember those mm-hmm. those turning things they had? If you, hopefully you went to the middle of the stack to get a comic book in good shape, because you had people folding the whole thing over. It's like, come on, man, take good care of these comic books. You know. But if you go back in time, well, we know now about comic books.
There's a few people here is going like, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
I know. If we knew then what we know now about comic books, well, we would go back and collect and buy and treat well. I would never touch Image Comics. I'm just saying.
You would get two.
No, one of my friends did that. One of my friends, he goes, I got Image, I'll sell you. I was like, why?
I'll tell you. The pain. The pain.
I would have went to 7-Eleven and collected. I would have collected X-Men a lot sooner. I would have kept going with Teen Titans when my dad stopped for some reason.
Part. Around the same time of these series, they started printing in mini books the original X-Men, the original Avengers. You remember those, the small little books?
I think so, yes. Well, you remember also, now I didn't know this about the X-Men at all, the original run of X-Men. They went to bi-monthly, and they started reprinting them because they were doing so bad until Claremont got there.
Yep.
He's like, I'll take it. So. Oh, we got 90 seconds left.
Okay.
I know, we have
a whole Star Wars set of the Death Star.
I used to have all kinds of cool stuff for Star Wars. I had the Death Star playset that was sold in the 70s. I had the Millennium Falcon. I had this and that.
All right, well.
Anyway, thank you all for tuning in tonight. You guys rock. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking talking about this stuff for hours and hours. A lot of good stuff coming out this week or soon. Go check it out on TV. Read those comic books. Read those novels. Read those books. Watch those TV shows, all that good stuff. Check out the Doctor Who specials. They're so good. I can talk about it next week. Thank you, Mark Deal. All right, Mad Viking, anything you want to say in closing, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. And, as always, tune into Dawn Radio. Embrace the dawn. What's up next? Is there anything
later
next?
On, it will be Hot Wings.
And what time is Hot Wings coming on?
Is either 9:30 or 10.
Okay. Well, it's coming up next. We're going off the air in a moment.
Yep.
And 10 seconds. Oh, my goodness. 10 seconds. We are by ourselves. That's right. We are by ourselves here. Don't forget to do those missions. I'm going to go check out. What show is I going to check out?
Pandaverse.
Oh, the Pandaverse. What is that on? Hulu? I'll look it up. I'll look it up in a moment once we go off the air.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. You guys rock. I'll see you Wednesday night with Mad Vikings, Open Request Show, and the Bunny Movie Night. Okay, we're done.
All right. I will talk to you later.
All right. All right. Go enjoy your evening.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. All right. Have a good night. Thank you for co-hosting, sir. Good show.
All right.
Good night.